Why is this a podcast and not a regular radio program?
Well, I think it's quite a complicated story. There are many different timelines and characters and different events and different topics that we're trying to get to the bottom of. And I think to try to do that in a single radio doc, even if it was an hour or 2 hours, would be difficult.
Is it a subject that's not suitable for radio, or?
I think that's another benefit of it is it's not the type of subject that you want to be surprised with. You know, you don't want to be driving in your car with your children and have this come on the radio. So I think you're right. That's another big benefit that we can have this podcast that people can choose to listen to on their own and hopefully enjoy and tell their friends. But
How long have you been working on this? 2 years now?
Well, no, we've come in, I don't know what it's been, about 9 months altogether now,
yeah,
or so.
Started
so
January?
Yeah, started seriously in January of this year. So, yeah, for this entire year.
So this is what you've been doing for 9 months?
Largely, yeah.
How have you been working to get people to talk to you?
You know, one of the, I guess, surprising elements of this is that people want to talk about it, including Ben Faulkner and his family. I think if you can present the story in a way that's complex enough that you're getting some, you're not just painting people as characters or monsters, but you're trying to understand them as real people, even if they've done terrible things, I think that's a fairly appealing to the family members, to the guy who's done the crimes. I think it's also just about creating actual relationships with the people, not just coming in as a reporter trying to get a soundbite and leaving, but trying to really understand them. I mean, yeah. I think it's...
No, I've been impressed with your work. Like, you've been incredible at reaching out to these people and opening up yourself to them and being patient and not being pushy. And it's been... We've had a... Well, I shouldn't say luck now, but like we've been really lucky with the voices that have decided to speak to us, and I think it's because he took a more thoughtful and sensitive tact, you know.
I want people to feel they have a choice. If they're working with us, they're working with us. It's a choice they have. If they don't want to talk to us, I don't think there's any benefit of chasing after them. And I kind of tell them that up front.
Will we be hearing this on the radio, or is it just a podcast for now?
For now, it's just a podcast. We do, in the past, we have repackaged our podcast to air on CBC Radio, and it goes out on Sirius XM as well. Because of the subject matter, I imagine it might be a little bit more difficult to put out on radio, but we'll see.
And when can we hear it in Norway?
In Norway, it'll be behind the paywall on VG Plus on October 18th. So VG is releasing the material 2 weeks in advance, but it will be available on Apple Podcasts and Spotify and everywhere else on November 5th.